All right, you ever been told a secret, and then once you found out that secret, you're like, oh no, I wish I never found this out. You can text us 92925. In Montreal, they're actually in this situation. We got a text at 92925 a little earlier this morning. We tried calling this person. We don't have a name. They didn't answer the phone. I'm not too surprised because after you hear the text, it makes sense that they don't want to be on the air. It goes like this. Guys, is it fair that my friend only told me that she's cheating on her husband? She continues to tell me all the details like every day. It's killing me because her husband is a good guy and he has no idea. Help. We'd love to get your opinion on our text line at 92925.
Wow. Is she friends with both?
Well, that's what it seems like, where she knows the husband and says he's a good guy.
Wow. That's a tough question. I mean, to me, that's what friends are for. Like, I'm known to be a really good secret keeper. And back in the day, I was faced with that same situation when one of my good friends told me that she was cheating on her boyfriend at the time. They weren't married. I knew the boyfriend as well. But I felt at that point, and back in the day, I felt like my job was to keep her secret, and that's exactly what I did, even though it was really, it's hard, right?
I can imagine the pressure on you. You don't want something to slip by accident or...
Yeah, well, you kind of have to, it's almost like you have to put it in a completely different department. Yeah. And put it aside. And I was really, she was the one who was my friend. So I was there for her. Yeah.
I just don't think it's fair to be put in that situation to know that information. Like, that's personal stuff.
And I don't know if she's telling you because you're such a good friend. I mean, I'm sure you are. But people with secrets like that need to confide in someone. Otherwise, it tears them apart. So maybe she just thought that you were the person that she could trust the most. But it was for selfish reasons. It's not because she wanted to share it with you.
Right. You think it was sort of to get it off her chest.
Absolutely. Type of thing. And then anytime you're around friends, you're the one that has to watch your mouth, and like if anything slips, it's your fault. Like that's, like Vinny said, that's not fair.
But and at the end of this, you know, once the boyfriend finds out that I knew, then I'm kind of like I become the one to blame.
It's a lose-lose.
Yes, you know what I mean? That's the toughest part,
that's
right?
That's what therapy's for. Go see a psychologist. Go see a professional where you can get a professional response and how to deal with the situation. See, luckily for me, back in the day, I remember telling a secret because I had a bit of alcohol with my group of friends. They don't tell me anything anymore.
It's really?
Much better. I'm like, you know what? Thank God that happened when I was 17. Somebody was with somebody else. I shouldn't have said it. And then now they still make jokes today. They're like, don't tell Vinny anything.
Anything because he'll just slip.
It's better that way anyway. All right. Text us your thoughts 92925. Trying to help out this Montrealer. We're getting a ton of texts on our text line 92925. We got a text from somebody anonymous here in Montreal. Guys, is it fair that my friend told me that she's cheating on her husband? She continues to tell me all the details like every day. It's killing me because her husband is a good guy and he has no idea help. Tons of texts coming in 92925. We actually have a caller right now. And do you mind telling us your name?
Sure, it's Kristen.
Kristen, okay. So tell us what you texted in because you were in a bit of a similar situation, right?
Yes. Last year, I cheated on my boyfriend of 5 years and I ended up feeling so guilty and I just had to tell someone. So I ended up telling his sister-in-law, who was my best friend, told his best friend.
Wow.
And then because they knew us and how bad our relationship was, so I was kind of looking at them to say like, oh, well, we understand. But it was more kind of like, how could you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt, how could I do that? I felt horrible. So I just had three people that now felt guilty that they couldn't tell him. And I completely regret, like I will regret for the rest of my life, not only cheating on him, but telling these two people about him.
I'm so surprised that, what would you say, his best friend?
And his sister-in-law.
And no one told him?
No.
He still doesn't know till this day that his best friend knew about this. No?
No.
Wow.
No one knows. Like, he doesn't know. No one knows except for the sister-in-law and his best friend.
Are you still with this man?
No, we broke up in April.
Okay.
So I'm not in a relationship anymore, and I tried to be friends, but he didn't want to be for other reasons. But, it's done, but every single day, I feel horrible about what I did.
In hindsight, who would you have told if you had to tell someone?
My mom. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. I usually tell my mom everything. And I was going to tell my mom, but I started crying. I was like, oh my God, she's going to think I'm terrible. And think, what the heck did I raise?
Yeah, you're afraid to be judged, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Look, you're not a terrible person. You had to share that information with people around you that you love, right?
Yeah, and now I've shared it with Montreal. So
yes,
you
did. Look, we didn't force you to get on the air, but thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
And if there's anything we've learned, if you are cheating, don't tell anybody. Like,
tell your mom.
Let's be honest. Tell your mom.